This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the fitness and nutrition channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming, and we can now be heard on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app as well for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with, once again, Lucy Gable, exercise physiologist and nutritionist and coach at LucyFit.com and MindBodyBlast.com. Lucy, great to have you back with us here on eHealth Radio.
Thanks, Eric. It's really nice to be back.
It certainly is, and hope all is well. So to kick things off today, why do so many people fail to change their diet and exercise, even when they make it a point, like even a resolution for the new year?
That is a perfect question. First of all, many people don't actually take their resolutions seriously. You know, some may say that they want to get fit and healthy because they know it's something they should do, but it's not something they really necessarily want to do. In order to make a resolution that really sticks, you have to ask yourself, is this something I really want, or am I just saying that I want it because it's something that's expected of me? If it's something that's expected of you and you don't really care if you do it or not, then I have to say, don't waste any time on it. And especially, don't waste mental energy beating yourself up because you don't have the motivation for it. We can never actually fully accomplish something in our lives unless we ourselves are behind the idea of getting it done. If it turns out that getting more fit and healthy is something that you actually do want to do this year, then you need to take a step further and ask yourself, why you want to achieve that goal. When you can figure out your deepest reasons for why you desire something, those reasons are going to be what ultimately motivate and drive you in the future. I have absolutely no doubt that being fit and healthy is everyone's deepest desire in some way. Once you realize what health and fitness really means for you, then you'll be on your way.
Tell us, what are some reasons people have for getting fit or more healthy?
Some reasons why people get more fit and healthy. Exactly. I say that everyone wants to feel comfortable in their own bodies. Ultimately, people want to feel good. They want to move easily. They want to feel young. Everyone wants to minimize pain. Everyone wants to be able to move freely through life and be able to take care of themselves without having to ask for help too frequently. And maybe you even want to feel a little superhuman now and then. You can only get this kind of stuff by being fit and healthy. In addition, most people want to look their best. People want to feel good in their clothes. People want to feel confident about how they look when they're with other people. And they want to feel attractive to their spouses and other loved ones. Those are the most basic and fundamental desires that everyone has. And then there is the avoidance of illness and disease. Many people, once they get to 30 or 40 years of age, realize they don't want the illnesses that their parents or grandparents had. And one way to prevent many, many diseases and even many of the problems that aging can bring is by healthy eating and exercise. So if you come to the conclusion that you really do want to be more healthy this year and you find your big reasons why, then you finally need to ask yourself if you're willing to give yourself the time and energy to invest in it. Because so many people want a quick fix for weight loss or for looking better or feeling better, but it doesn't ever work that way. What we've forgotten in this technology age is that the body is based on DNA that started hundreds of thousands of years ago. It goes by that timetable. Not the one we're used to now with next day air and same day shipments. I was talking to my uncle about life the other day, and he said the best thing. He said, our life isn't like an electric engine where you just need to turn on the switch or turn off the switch. And I loved that. I actually asked him if I could use it in this talk today. You know, because the body takes nature's time to change, not man's time. Another great analogy I like to use with people is planting a flower. When you plant a flower, You do what you know you need to do to support its growth. You put the seed in the ground. You make sure the dirt is fertile. It's getting sunlight. It's getting water when it's needed. And the rest is up to nature and the natural time it takes to grow and blossom. You can't hack nature, despite what some people would like you to think. We need to think of our bodies in this way. We can feed it the right foods. We can exercise in the right way. And then we need to have confidence that the rest will happen as long as we're taking up our part on our end.
You'll appreciate this. Last week, it's been a solid year since I've worked out at least 4 times a week, and I'm pretty happy about that. And I had not been active for nearly 15 years, and I know the first couple of probably say six weeks were very difficult, and it has become a routine and it really has become easy. Now, leading into the next question, how fast can things change when we start a healthy diet and exercise program?
Well, by the way, thanks for interjecting that, Eric, about yourself and how it became easy for you once you got rolling with it. That's lovely. I'm sure people really appreciate hearing that. And things can change only as fast as the body is able to change. There's really no quick fix for changing the body. The best way is to start with small steps and stick with them until you see results. And then you pick a few more steps and stick with those for a while until they become easy. We have this amazing complex organism, which is our body, that needs time to adjust to the new situation that we're giving it. And on another completely different level, we also have this life that we're living that has a set pattern that we also need to change. And changing habits in themselves take time. So we have to work on changing habits on the outside, and we have to give the body time to adjust to the changes we ultimately make, and we need to be patient and loving with ourselves through it all. So it's obvious that we can't change all of these things at once, or even in a day or a week or even a month, but many people don't really look at it from that perspective. Once people get real about adopting a healthier lifestyle, they start to realize that, yes, there may be some big changes that happen in a month or two, but the best part is when you stick with it, the body keeps changing in wonderful and beautiful ways year after year after year. You're going to see that too, Eric, if you just keep sticking with your gym plan. And it happens at every age. My clients of 40, 50, 60, even 70, begin to see physical capabilities in their bodies that some of them never saw before, even when they were in their 20s, because they weren't as physically active then, or they didn't really give their bodies the food they needed for total health. So we need to develop an appreciation for watching the more subtle changes in our bodies and appreciation for the time it takes for the deeper changes within ourselves, even within our DNA, to occur. Many of these things happen without our being able to visibly witness it. I always tell my clients to be patient and realize that if you're taking the right steps and doing the right thing, the body is no doubt changing, even if you can't see it. Just like that flower. You can't see what happens beneath the ground when you plant a flower. You only see what happens once it breaks through the surface.
Well, well explained, and I couldn't agree more, and there's nothing like getting up at 5 a.m. every day and taking care of business today. We are with Lucy Gable, exercise physiologist and nutritionist and coach here on eHealth Radio's Fitness and Nutrition Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Do you coach your clients like this? Get into that a little, if you would.
Yes. I have a concierge business where my trainers and I work with clients one-on-one, in person, and online. We take clients from where they are to the next level and the next level in strategic ways. It's not about changing the entire life at once. It's about starting from where you are and making the changes that you can. And then once you're solid in that place, you take on a few more. My trainers and I help people stick to their goals while we keep them grounded in reality. And you can find out more about that at lucyfit.com. I also have an intensive course online where people work with me in a group every day for 8 weeks to make some serious changes to their diet and exercise habits in a short amount of time. And that's at mindbodyblast.com. In this course, I lead students step by step through a number of small changes so that by the end of 8 weeks, they see some big differences in their body and their habits. It's 8 weeks because this is the amount of time I think most people can sustain a consistent hard push forward. And as I mentioned, we can't expect to accomplish everything and reach all of our goals in 1 month or even 2 months. And even though one big push is never all that's required to make big life changes, it sure can give you a serious boost towards your goals. And then we need to remember, as the body changes, we need to learn what it needs next in order to get it to the next level. Because what we need regarding food and exercise and what might feel good as an unfit individual is much different than what our body will be needing and asking for as we get stronger and move more. Even what feels good takes on a new meaning. There's a huge benefit to having a coach and a peer group to support you even after you've made that first hurdle, crossed that first goal off your list. There will most likely be a series of more goals to come and life adjustments as your body takes on a different state of being. So after my 8-week intensive is over, I have a graduate membership where people can stay part of the group and get my support in maintaining their new habits and also move forward from there. My next 8-week intensive course is starting soon, and if people want to look at that, it's at mindbodyblast.com. My blog subscribers are the first to know when I'm offering this course and when I offer discounts to this program, and most people take the course at a discounted rate because of that. And my blog subscribers also get weekly tips on eating healthy, even if you're busy, and exercising in a safe, efficient way so you can exercise for the long term. So even if you aren't looking to work with me, you can still get my message in your inbox on a weekly basis if it's something that resonates with you. And anyone can subscribe to my blog at lucyfit.com/blog.
And do you have any suggestions in conclusion for people who are feeling impatient or anxious about whether or not they'll achieve their goals? I know this is a common issue.
Yep. I think everyone feels impatient or anxious at some point, for sure. And what I say to people is, keep making the right decisions at the right time. Live in the moment. When it's time to eat, choose the right food. Then forget about food and go on with your day. When the alarm on your calendar goes off for exercise, go and exercise. You don't have to think about exercise all day. Just do the right thing when the time comes and then get on with your life. With confidence and knowing that if you choose eating right and exercise more frequently than you choose not eating right and not exercising, the scales will tip in your favor, and these individual choices will show up as results in your body and your life over time. You just have to take it day by day and step by step.
Lucy, once again, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly look forward to our next conversation, and I do wish you a very happy, healthy, and prosperous new year.
It was great talking to you, Eric, and I am so excited for you to have the second year of fitness coming up and see what happens next.
And thanks for that. I appreciate it. We've been speaking with Lucy Gable, exercise physiologist, nutritionist, and coach. And for more information and for contact, visit both or either lucyfit.com and mindbodyblast.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Fitness and Nutrition Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.